Tonight's Divrei Torah should be a continued schus for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael who find themselves in an Eis Tzara. And our Divrei Torah should be the Ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Eliezer ben Yishai ben Yishai Naftali Hertz, Louis Newman, as well as Genendel Bas Shmuel, Gertrude Rosenheim, whose yartzeit are this evening. They should have an Aliyah in Gan Eden Shalmaila, as long as our Divrei Torah are good enough, and as long as everybody's listening, I guess. So we began to talk the last couple of nights about the guidelines of a neder be'eis tzara. And we started with the pasuk, Kechala Yotze Mipiv Yaseh, that we have a parsha of Nedarim, and our Hashulchan already tells us that we need this parsha of Nedarim to be mechadish, that there's no Isra of Baltoisif when it comes to a neder. Without the pasuk, I would have thought that perhaps the Isra of Baltoisif does apply. Anyway, we have the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tes, Nedarim Daf Tes, as well as Chulin Daf Beis, where the Gemara has the same discussion between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, based off of the pasuk in Koheles, Tov Asher Lo Tidor, Misha Tidor Velo Teshalem. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that best case scenario is for a person never to get involved in a Nedarim at all. Tov Mizel Mizet. The best place for a person to find himself is not having any pledges, not having any Nedarim. Don't take anything upon yourself, even if you plan to pay it, because so often we know that people forget, and whatever happens, they don't end up fulfilling their pledges. So that's what the Gemara tells us, and this is the halacha lemaisa that we paskin in Yerodeus and Reish Gimel. In Reish Gimel, the Mechaber also paskins that when it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, the rules change. When it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, we assume Nishbati Vakayema Lishmar Mishpatei Tzedkecha. When it comes to a Mitzvah, the rules are different, and we assume that a person is encouraged to take a neder upon himself if he feels himself lacking in a particular observance of a Mitzvah. Then there was a discussion in the Achronim about Tzedaka. Is Tzedaka the same as the rest of the mitzvahs, or perhaps Tzedaka is different? So we spoke about that in the past. Then we mentioned last night that the reason why the Achronim give, the reason why we assume that a person should stay away from taking Nedarim, the Achronim quote the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Yud, where the Gemara says that we're concerned that a person is not going to follow through, he's not going to pay up his Nedar. And therefore the Achronim say, quoting this Gemara in Nedarim, that is the reason why we discourage people from taking a Nedar in the first place. So based off of that, the Gemara tells a fascinating story about Hillel, where Hillel, although there's a mitzvah to be makdish one's carbon before he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Hillel always was afraid that if he's going to be makdish it at home, perhaps something's going to come up by the time the next of the Shalish Regalim come around. He's not going to remember to be makdish the carbon, or perhaps he'll be mild in the carbon, he's going to use it for his own purposes in the interim. So Hillel was always concerned about this, and therefore Hillel stayed away from problems, and he made sure to always be makdish his karbon on the footsteps of the Azara. Right outside the Beis HaMikdash is where he would be makdish it. This way nothing can possibly go wrong. So the Gemara goes through a whole discussion there. What did Hillel used to do when it was Shabbos and Yom Tov? What did he do when it was Yom Tov and he had to bring Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Nedava? The Gemara tells us in Beitza Daf Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav, that person is not allowed to be makdish a karbon on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So how was Hillel able to do this, Chumrah, this Midas Chasidus, and not be makdish his karbon until he reached the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash? This is the kasha that the Gemara had. And from there, we got into a whole discussion about taking a neder on Shabbos when you get an aliyah. So a lot of people had questions last night. I just want to address that for one, maybe for more than 1 minute. But it's an important thing to know about. When we make a mishaberach on Shabbos, so very often in the shul, the gabbe will ask a person how much money he wants to give. And for whatever reason, the person's embarrassed, either because he's giving too much money and he doesn't want everyone to know, or he's giving too little money and it's embarrassing. So he'll say, Gavur Shiite Matana. Right? That's generic. That's what most of us do. So I have in mind whatever I have in mind when I make the nether. So is that something that is binding? Let's say after Shabbos, I had in mind at the time of my aliyah, I want to give $100. I sit down to write the check, and my wife sees me writing the check. She says, what are you giving $100? You just got an aliyah. Give $18. What do you need to give so much to the shul? So that can happen. So am I ready mechuyev to give the $100 because I had it in mind at the time that I took the Mishaberach, at the time that I took the Aliyah? Or do we assume no? If I didn't verbalize my thoughts, if I didn't actually effectuate what I was thinking at the time, so perhaps I'm not going to be mechayev myself by machshava bilvad. So that is a big discussion. And that discussion begins in the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavav. The Gemara tells us, and the Rambam paskins like this as well, in Perek Beis Hilchos Shavuos Halacha Vav, that Nedarim and Shavuos can only be binding if a person is motzi mipiv. Only if a person actually enunciates the neder or the shvuah, does he have to stick to it. If he just thinks, oh, I'm going to take upon myself that I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday, oh, that's not a good example, we'll get to that soon. I take upon myself the machshava that I'm going to eat potato chips every Monday and Thursday from here on in till the milchama is over. What does that mean? Whatever it means, but if I take that upon myself, then b'machshava bilvad, we are not going to be chayiv to follow through with that dandat. That's what the Gemara tells us. However, says the Gemara, when it comes to hekdish, when it comes to karbanos, so then the Gemara says that even gamar belibo, if I decide that I want to bring a karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just b'machshava bilvad, I'm already going to be mechayiv myself. Why is that the case? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, kol nediv lev olo seviyu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about collecting the money for the Beis HaMikdash, so the pasuk says, anyone who had a Nedivus Alev brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean Nedivus Alev? That's not enough to be Mechayiv someone to bring just by thinking about it. Nedivus Alev means, I think about it, I feel I want to give something. That's not good enough. If my Nedarim, the din is that I have to actually say it, so then what does it help that Kol Nediv Lev Olos Haviyu, those who thought that they wanted to bring a Karban, were already Chayiv? Well, says the Gemara, from here you see, that B'machshava Bovad, one is mechayiv himself to bring a karban. Just by thinking about it, he's already chayiv. And that's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Maaseh HaKarbanos. The lashon of the Rambam is, b'nedar m'nedavos ein tzarach lehotzi b'svasav klum. When it comes to karbanos, I don't have to enunciate with my lips. Elam kein gamar b'libo v'lehotzi b'svasav, even if I just think about it, and I decide this is what I want to do, without even saying it, chayiv. Even without verbalizing, I'm already chayiv. Shenemar kol nediv lev, just by thinking, that's already enough to be mechayiv someone. And based along this, a very important nafkamina lahalacha, the Rambam has a chiddush. Although we assume that b'chala tarakula toch kidei dibur k'dibur dami, let's say I'm doing a business deal with you, and we decide that we want to go into some deal for whatever it is, a certain amount of money. So the assumption is that toch kidei dibur, as long as I'm chozer within 3 seconds, 2 seconds, however long it is, that's considered a chazar, that's good enough. The Rambam says, surprisingly, that when it comes to a karban, if I say, I want to bring a karban to the Beis HaMikdash today, this and this karban, there's no such thing as being chozer, even toch kidei dibur. Why not? Why not? If b'chala tarakula, we assume, toch kidei dibur k'dibur dami, as long as I take my word back within 2-3 seconds, however long the Torah gives me, so why should karbanos be different? So the Achronim have a whole bunch of reasons, but one of the main reasons that's quoted in the Achronim, the Mabit, suggests that the reason for the Rambam is because the Rambam himself paskins that when it comes to karbanos, even b'machshava bilvad, you can be mechayiv yourself. So what happens? A person already thinks in his mind that he wants to bring a karban. 5 seconds later he says, you know what everybody, I want to bring a karban. But it was already mischayiv on him 5 seconds ago when he thought about it. So just because you only verbalized it now, it's too late. Toch kidei dibur, after you said it, is too late already, because you already thought about it 5 seconds ago, 10 seconds ago. Says the Mabit, the Rambam Lishitasa writes that this is why toch kidei dibur kidibur dami would not apply when it comes to karbanos, because it's all based on that original halacha of kachim being chal b'machshava. So be it as it may, what is the story by other mitzvahs? What's the halacha by other things? If a person takes upon himself just b'machshava b'lvad, should he be chayiv? Again, by Nedarim and Shavuos, we assume you have to verbalize. By Kachim, we assume even Nedivus Alev, even thinking about it is good enough. So what about, let's say, by a Tainus? So the Rush writes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam himself writes this as well, and Tosus in Avodah Zarah quotes it in Daf Lamed Aleph, Daman Hey. Tosus has a discussion about being mekabel upon ourselves a Tainus b'machshava. Let's say I decide that because of the Eisara that's going on, I want to take upon myself to fast Monday and Thursday until the Mechama is over. Let's say, right, you have Chassidim and Shemais, they want to take that upon themselves. And I don't want to verbalize it. I don't want everyone to hear what I'm saying. I don't want everyone to hear my Shemona Esrei. Maybe somebody's listening. So I think in my own mind that I want to take upon myself to be Mis'ana, to fast. So says Rabbeinu Tam, that Tainus is like Kachim. Tainus has the same din as Kachim. And the same way that Kachim is Chal B'machshava, so too if a person is Mekabala Tainus upon himself, it's also Chal B'machshava. Why? Why? The Ri Bala Tosis disagrees. The Acharonim quote the Ri that he disagrees, and he says, what do you mean? Why should Tainus be different than Nedarim? The same way Nedarim doesn't apply Machshava, so to a Tainus doesn't apply Machshava. You take upon yourself to fast. What does that have anything to do with a carbon? Explains Rabbeinu Tam that the reason why we assume a Tainus is like a carbon is because one of the tefillas that we say on a Tainus is, he Ratzon, that the same way, had I brought a carbon, it would be Ki'ilu, I was Makar of the Chela B'dam on the Mizbeach. So too, when I fast, it should be ki'ilu hikrabti chalbi v'dami, as if I offered my own body as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nu, says Rabbeinu Tam, you see that when a person fasts, It's supposed to be considered like a carbon. Says Rabbeinu Tam, then we can infer from there that the same way a tainus is chal, the same way a carbon is chal machshava, so to it would follow that a tainus is chal machshava. The problem, the Vilna Gaon asks on Shulchan Aruch, a major problem, is if you look in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, the Ramah paskins that after the person finishes eating his Suda Mapsekis on either Erev Tisha B'Av or Erev Yom Kippur, says the Ramah, even though he thinks, oh, I'm finished eating, now the fast starts, he thinks about that, says the Ramah, you're still allowed to eat. Why are you allowed to eat? Why are you allowed to eat? The Ramah says, even if a person thinks beferish, even if he thinks explicitly, my Suda Mapsekis is over, now Yom Kippur begins, or now Tisha B'Av begins, says the Ramah, he can go and still have a drink. Why? Why should this be different than anything else? Oh, so it's a major kasha, and because of that, the Vilna Gaon argues on the Ramah, and he says, no, what do you mean? If a person decides in his mind that now Tisha B'Av begins, Tisha B'Av begins the same way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tainus is Chal Machshava, so why should Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av be any different? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, I saw this afternoon, Reb Shlomo Zalman writes a big chiddush in the Halicha Shlomo, the Talmid Reb Shlomo Zalman quoted from him. It's a big chiddush. Reb Shlomo Zalman suggests as follows. We need to digest it a little bit, so give me another minute. But Reb Shlomo Zalman suggests like this. When do we say that a tainus is chal machshava? When I take upon myself to fast on a particular day. No, so that day has a din like a karban. However, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, if a person decides that 30 minutes before Tisha B'Av, he already wants it to be like Tisha B'Av. Is today Tisha B'Av or not? No. You want to do a nice thing, take upon yourself to fast today? Okay. That's like any other nether in the world. In the same way, every other nether, we assume, only applies when the person actually verbalizes his thoughts. So too, the Tosefes, the extra time leading into the Yom Kippur, leading into Tisha B'Av, also is just considered like a regular nether, and if the person doesn't actually say it, he's not going to take that upon himself. It also has ramifications when a person wants to be Mekabel Shabbos early. Just if he thinks that he wants to be Mekabel Shabbos, the Achronim talk about it. Does he actually have to say, Hareini Mekabel like Kedusha Sayyam Shal Shabbos? I actually want to verbalize that I'm being Mekabel Shabbos. Why should he have to verbalize? So that should follow the same rules, that we assume only by Kachim is there an exception that Kachim is Chal Machshava, but a regular Neder or a regular Nedava is not going to be Chal Machshava. So now we come back to where we started. What about when a person gets an aliyah, and he thinks in his mind he wants to give $100 to the shul, he gets home Matzah Shabbos, he says, I didn't say $100, the Gabbai said Matana, so I'll decide now, I want to give $18, or I want to give $1,000. What was he chayiv to give at the time of his aliyah? If he thought b'machshava that he wants to give $100, is he chayiv after Shabbos to give that $100? So the Ramah...
Wait a minute, but he was makabel Matana, so he's already halfway there, isn't that where he starts?
Right, so he's Makabal Matana. The question is, he didn't say how much. So he certainly has to give, but is it good enough to give a dollar?
How much?
So that's the Shaila. That's what the Ramah has the Shaila. So he's certainly Mechuyev to give. He promised.
A regular case where a person has a Makshava and nothing was done.
Right, so he's certainly going to be Chayiv something. The question is he Chayiv to give the amount that he thought at the time of his Aliyah? That's the question. Says the Ramah Yeridayan, Simereish Nun Ches, that he finds a Machlokes HaRishonim in this part as well. Do we assume that staka takes on the same rules as kachim as well? Should we assume that staka also, once a person is machlit bedaito, once he decides in his mind that this is how much he wants to give, he's mechuyev to give it, even if he didn't verbalize? That's 2 days in the Ramah, and the Ramah says that we have to be machmir and assume that staka is chal b'machshava. And based on this, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in a different place in the Halicha Shlomo, Nilchas Tfila, where he talks about Kriyas HaTorah and Aliyah, so Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that he was always careful in his shul, in the Grush shul in Eretz Yisrael, that when Aniyim used to come circle around in the shul, he would never have in mind to give them money, because sometimes they don't get to you. Sometimes, for whatever reason, they skip your seat. So he says, if I had in mind that I want to give him a shekel or a dollar, and then it turns out he doesn't come to me, so what happens? I put the dollar back in my pocket, said of Shlomo Zalman. Because the Ramah says that a tzedakah is already chal b'machshava, so what happens? I saw the Ani in the corner of my eye already coming around. I decided I want to give him a dollar. He doesn't end up coming to me. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said he was always careful never to decide anything before the person stood in front of his seat. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman used to be careful to do. One day they quote a story there that Rav Shlomo Zalman saw an Ani, and the Ani, whatever it was, he didn't come by him. And after davening, Rav Shlomo Zalman asked him to go look for the Ani. He wants to give him the money. So everybody said, what's the difference today from yesterday? Every other day you tell us that we shouldn't have in mind to give him money until he comes to your seat. No, so what happened today? You don't go running after the Aniyim every day when they don't get to your seat. So what happened today? So Shlomo Zalman told them, no. Every time when the ani comes to my seat, I always take out the dollar, and I'm ready to give it to him. Today, the guy was blind. So he walked right by my seat. I had already taken it out. I was ready to give it to him, but he didn't see that I had money for him. So he said, that's why I was machayev myself. Normally, I'm very careful not to be machayev myself in machshavah. Chaim Kanievsky, they quote in the Derech Sicha on Chumash also, said that there was once an ani walking up and down the aisles on a bus, and he wanted to give him money, and it turned out that he got off the bus before he had a chance to give him, and he went that night to ask his uncle, the Chazon Ish, is he mechuyev to give the money back to this person, even though he had no idea who he was, or not? And the Chazon Ish said, yes, the Rama says that tzedakah is already chal b'machshava, and if you decided that you wanted to give him a dollar, you're mechuyev to give the dollar. But he said, we don't have to take it so far and assume that you're mechuyev to give it to him. You're mechuyev to give it to a different ani. You were decided that this dollar in your pocket no longer belongs to you, it belongs to tzedakah, it belongs to aniyim. So the Chazon Ish told him, yes, you're mechuyev to give it away, but you're not mechuyev to go make yourself crazy to find that particular ani. So this is just a very important halacha that we have to keep in mind. We have aniyim that, unfortunately, we have aniyim all the time. Fortunately, they come to collect in our community, and we're able to provide for them very often. So we have to think about this as well, not to be mechayev ourselves if the ani is not going to end up coming to us. Or when we get an aliyah, if we keep something in mind at the time of our aliyah and we decide, machlit b'datenu, that this is how much we want to give, we have to stick to that after Shabbos as well and give that amount. Sometimes we have a hisoris, you know, you make an appeal by Yom Kippur, by Shana, and everyone feels, oh, I want to give tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, I want to give money. A month later when he writes a check out because he gets the bill from the shul, he's not so bislavus anymore about the nether that he took. So he says, okay, I wanted to give $1,000 because that was Yom Kippur, and now I'll only write 500. Not so pashut. The Ramah says 2 days. The Ramah says we have to be machmir, that a nether is chal b'machshava, and a nether for tzedakah is also chal b'machshava. So Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow night. Maybe we'll finally get to the point of a nether based tzara and what the ramifications of a nether based tzara actually are.